Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Live from New York City, Seaport District, Pier 17, ESPN Studios, back, and if I can steal a phrase from Greeny, better than ever.
Oh, yeah.
In 2022, it is the tag team back again. Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott.
Rex and Fex it, let's begin. Party on, party
people. How you feeling, man?
Kuta Matata, man. I feel rested.
Man, you're pissing everybody off.
Hey, man, that's what I do.
You
I
got know. Everybody mad at you about everything. Yeah. I mean, I go away for one day. We take a little vacation. I come back, and you got everybody mad at you. You got the New York Post writing about you.
Who?
You've got everybody angry. And we're going to have to settle a lot of the family issues that we got going on here, man.
All good, man. Let's yeah. do it. Hammer time.
Well, and before we get to all that stuff that has, you know, like I said, you got a target on you. And I'm here to figure it all out.
I got broad shoulders.
I'm ready to jump in front of bullets for you on some of this stuff. But before I do, I need to know the backstory to a lot of this because, you know, you never know. You never know. You might have a method to your madness.
Always.
But we want everybody, by the way, since we are back, and again, Happy New Year to everybody listening. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number because we want you to be part of the conversation. As always, we love to take your calls. And you can be part of Bart Hahn Nation on Dr. Pepper Call Online. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. College football bowl season's here. Fans are hyped. Return to glory with Fansville at Dr. Pepper. The one fans deserve. Ben Roethlisberger last night walked off the field, and that's pretty much it. You faced him 7 years, right, with the Ravens?
7 years, and then played him in the playoffs.
And then the Jets. Yeah, with the Jets, that was obviously the AFC Championship.
I played him 16 times, probably about 16 times.
You saw him, yeah, you know, saw him a lot, and obviously the rivalry in the AFC North was really the special one, as you know. Did you have any emotion? I don't know about emotion, but, you know, like, did you have any reflection, any nostalgia, anything about seeing him? I mean, he really looked like – if there's ever the picture of a guy where you're like, yeah, it's time, man.
Yeah, it's time,
man. Like, it was last night.
But yet he still finds a way to win, and that's the beauty of it. Yeah. Like, yeah, his team does, and, you know, he does just enough.
Yeah.
And, you know, this time last week, you know, when we were off, I came in, I did get up, and, you know, they asked me to do something. Jamison Hemsley, reporter for the Ravens down there, he actually does some work, I believe, for NFL Network a little bit. So, you know, they had a little staff in here, had a camera crew, and I kind of waxed poetic about Ben Roethlisberger and what he's been because, you know, listen, he might be the only quarterback that I would sit in a room to kind of say, hey, man, listen, I appreciate you and I respect what you did because how he went about his business. Like, Ben Roethlisberger will be and always have been in the eyes of, you know, football players and especially tough guys, you know, a guy that can sit at the table with the team. A lot of times, you know, you think about quarterbacks, they're kind of isolated. They don't go through the same physical pain that we go through. But he's a guy, man, when you look at his resume, but you also look at his injury report, you know, he's a guy that showed up for work. And we knew that he was
battered.
Guy was
available.
Right, available.
And Joe Fortenbaugh had this stat. He played in, is it 86% of his team's games? 86. Think about that 04 draft. Yeah. Eli Manning, Iron Man Street.
Iron Man. Philip Rivers, our man.
Dude never missed a game. And then Ben Roethlisberger as well, 86% of his games.
Right.
Like, think about that draft. And the greatest thing about them, besides the four Super Bowls that two of them won between them, is the fact that all three of these guys were always available.
Yes.
And that is not something you could say about a lot of these draft classes up in 2018.
And what
say it about that class.
And what makes Ben's availability even more is, one, I believe he played in a tougher division. You know, I know that, you know, the NFC East is a tough division. But, I mean, those Raven and Pittsburgh games were brutal.
Yeah. Like, AFC West, not the same. Right.
It's years of my life that is going to be shortened because of some of those collisions and some of the physical pounding. And so, like, when I talk about that, I've seen Ben play with a broken nose. I've seen Ben come off of knee surgery two weeks and come play. Like, the only person that I can compare to Ben Roethlisberger is Steve McNair. I mean, dude played like, oh,
you
Ben
Roethlisberger. Steve McNair. Yeah.
It's like Ben Roethlisberger had a double lung transplant today. He's questionable on the injury report. You know he's freaking playing. And like, it don't matter. I don't care nothing about Ben isn't practicing. He broke his neck. Right. His C7, T8 got fused yesterday. I don't care nothing about that. The dude is playing. You talk about this dude is literally Willis Reed. 70% of his career, just limping on out. You think you killed him? Limp on out. Think you broke his sternum? Come on out.
That is literally what he – and how many times have we said we throw dirt on him, and every single time
Michael
the hand
Myers.
Comes up.
He starts shaking it like Hulk Hogan. Like, oh, yeah, damn.
You just start hearing it. It just starts coming up, man. But this is Straight Talk by Straight Talk Wireless. Let's listen to Ben Roethlisberger. And you know, you think about, too – when you play in a city for as long as it's 18 years,
yeah.
is that you just become, and obviously the two championships, you just become an icon. You become exactly. a presence in that city. And, you know, I've always said this too. Fans, you are part of their family. And then, you know, they too become part of your family, literally yeah. for him and for Ben Roethlisberger. That's what Pittsburgh is.
Can. It's just, this is home, you know. I was born in Ohio, but I live here, and I'll always be here. And these fans in this place, it means so much to me and my family, and always will. And I've always said that they're the best fans in all the sports, and I'll stick by that to the day I die. And to see all the signs and the jerseys and the towels, and to hear them cheer for me coming out of the tunnel, all that stuff, it just I don't know that I'll ever put it into words, and that's why I want to soak it. I wish I could bottle it and have it forever. But I will in here and in my mind.
And that's Straight Talk, right? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
They're still alive.
I mean, well, that part of it, though, obviously, is the one thing. But I'll tell you what, though. Mike Tomlin, I believe, right, with this win, he's guaranteed to at least finish 500 again?
Absolutely.
Right? That win cinched
it
for him.
He still has the bye, so he'll only be 8-8-1.
Well, that's the tie.
To me, that's winning. That's not like 8-8. That's 8-8-1.
Yeah, right. That's a fair point. But it's still it's just that's an amazing thing.
It is. And Ben Roethlisberger was responsible for every one of those.
I just like that. That's the little things like that. Like even if they lose this, you know, at week 18, they walk off because I mean for the Ravens, you know, again the Steelers, like they all need help at this point to make the playoffs. But you know. What just an amazing thing. Just you could say what you want about Ben Roethlisberger and all the stats and everything about his career, and certainly we can go through some of the things that really, you know, blow your mind about where he ranks and you know, what playing at Heinz Field meant to him more than almost anybody else. I mean, Tom Brady threw over 300 touchdowns at Gillette. Drew Brees threw over 300 touchdowns at Mercedes-Benz at the Superdome. Ben Roethlisberger is a 257 at Heinz Field. And by the way, Aaron Rodgers is 256 at Lambeau, so literally right behind him.
It's a real home field advantage.
Like it just shows you the great quarterbacks. The what's great about them is how dominant they can be at home. But Bart, look at your division. Look at that division you love so much because of the type of football it's played there in the AFC North.
Yeah.
On the other side of that game last night, was the Cleveland Browns.
Sign Baker to an extension,
do
please.
We have the audio, and I think we were supposed to look for it. Of Bart Scott, and I'm trying to think of when it was, Bart.
Google me.
I think it was in August.
Yeah.
When you said, and you might even said on the morning show too, when you and I did a couple of morning shows, and you kept saying, man, Cleveland's not making the playoffs. And we're all like, are you out of your mind? Like, we were calling you out. You are out of your mind.
You gotta be willing to stand alone sometimes. Can't be by yourself
out
here, Bobby.
You saw a flaw in that team that no one else saw. Everybody else looking at that roster, the defense. The offense, all the weapons, the fact that they've got a running game, they got a two-headed monster.
Two of the best tackles in the game.
And you just kept saying they're not making the playoffs. So you had the Ravens and the Steelers, and okay.
Well, I didn't see the Bengals. Well, listen, I mean.
Cincinnati Bengals ended up taking that division.
Listen, it took an act of God for the Ravens not to win that division.
Everyone got hurt.
Gus Edwards, J.K. Dobbins, Ronnie Stanley.
Everyone got hurt.
Lamar Jackson's missed 5 games. Yeah, I mean, like, what are we talking about, man? Act of God.
Yeah, okay. But still.
So Marcus Peters, Humphreys.
But what was it about the Bengals? Like, and I know you've talked about it before, but what was it about them that made you just say, like, this team is not a playoff team?
The Browns?
This team is going to have problems.
Because I've seen this act before. Sometimes, you know, the greatest lesson in the future is to pass. Right, and I can remember when Derek Anderson was there, Braylon Edwards. They were 10-6 that year.
Yep.
And the next year they fell straight on their face because certain places can't handle success. And when you haven't had success, and I said, okay, maybe the players have changed, but the culture hasn't changed yet, right? Because you can see, like, Cleveland is like Dallas. And I know that's like, what are you talking about? It's like Dallas. Like, Cleveland is one of these places that used to be one of the crown jewels of the NFL.
A long time
right?
ago.
Remember, they won Super Bowl. They won championships, right? And they had one of the, you know, and you go to the Bernie Kosar days with, you know, Ernest Biner.
Yep.
And you think about how they, you know, they went to all those championships and stuff like that. So, like, they have a deep, rich fan base. And if you have any success around there, they treat you like a god.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is when you have organizations like that and you have people who have always been losers, right? And I don't even say they're losers, people, but I'm just saying they've never really been in a culture that experienced winning. It takes a lot of maturity to be able to handle that level of success and be able to put that same amount of work in.
All right, so what you're saying is when you look at what you're
I can tell they were
Cowboys,
filling themselves.
Right.
I can tell they were filling themselves.
The Cowboys-Browns comparison is not necessarily – you're saying the Browns are a brand. The Browns have a history.
A rich tradition.
They have a fan base that is absolutely rabid, loves them, and that's true. But different from the Cowboys is that Cleveland, and I've done stories on this because when I covered LeBron when he was there, you know, before he started winning championships,
yeah.
There's just something in Cleveland about something's always going to go wrong. They just have that sense. If you ask people back then, now after LeBron won that championship, things changed. Like there was right. a sense of, hey, because, we finally got that title.
And who would be LeBron? It would be Baker Mayfield. But Baker Mayfield doesn't have the same mentality of LeBron. It takes that type of leader to handle that type of success in that town. Because if you're there, you are like a god
mm-hmm.
there, right? Man. The dog pound is one of the richest fan base traditions in the world. You got the dog pound. You think about Bills Mafia.
Mm-hmm.
You think about the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but now the Raiders aren't in
Chiefs
Oakland.
In the
they have to be
there.
In Oakland.
Yeah.
Like, you are like, you float on air there, right?
So you're saying that your feeling is that this team, I guess it's going to sound like, you know, for lack of a better term, they didn't have enough dogs. They had a lot of prima donnas. See, Stephen A. said this. Watch the Cowboys. They'll let you down.
The same
thing.
They
always let you down. And if you watched last week, you get that sense. Maybe Stephen A.'s right this time of year. And you said the same thing about the Browns. They'll just find a way to let you down. And they did.
Because they have those letdown games, right? We always applaud Bill Belichick because his teams never lose to bad games. They whoever they're supposed to beat, they beat.
Yeah.
And the Browns, they just were feeling – I can tell they were feeling themselves. How they were walking around reminded me so much of the Dream Team in Philadelphia. It was beyond me. I was like, yup, they got that same swag. They ain't working hard or they ain't keeping it holding each other accountable. Ain't nobody, you know, making sure that people get that work in. They got that swag. They got that gleam in their mm-hmm. eye. Oh, because they beat the Steelers. So now we've arrived and now we're the favorite. See, anybody can be the underdog. Anybody can fight and put that work in when you're not being noticed. But when everybody's patting you on the back, do you still have that level of hungriness? No, you don't. Certain organizations do because the standard is the standard. They don't have a standard. They used to have one, but they've forgotten that identity.
They will argue.
Because there's no Art Modell there anymore. There's no Ozzie Newsome there anymore. There's no Nick Saban and Bill Belichick there that was changing that culture. That culture's soft, and when it gets success, oh, they lose their damn mind.
They will argue that injuries played a bigger role in why they weren't able to live up to what they were
supposed to be. They got two of everything.
They have depth, yes. Now, the biggest one, of course, is the one that everybody's criticizing the most, and that's Baker Mayfield and the shoulder issue that he's been dealing with throughout the year.
Oh, you mean the non-throwing shoulder?
And after the game, he did reveal that the shoulder's bad and he's going to have to address it.
I've made the decision. We've had discussions that I am going to have surgery. I am going to get this shoulder fixed and, you know, be able to come back next year at 100%. So that's been decided. Now, when it's happening, that has not been decided. As I alluded earlier, I don't have that answer for you regarding next week.
Well, I bet you they have that dog now because everybody's going to say they're trash. So now they're going to have that dog, and now that season, they'll be much better next year. But it's not because Baker Mayfield's shoulder. I mean, excuse me. Doesn't Aaron Rodgers have a broken foot?
Broken toe, yeah.
Oh, broken
or
toe.
Or something with the toe.
Oh, okay. Like, don't give me that. Miss me with the non-throwing shoulder is affecting the way that he's able to play
football.
You know
football. What I noticed, too? So on the Manning cast, Peyton looked disgusted with Baker. Like when if
his decision made, he's a bad decision maker.
I watched the Manning cast last night almost exclusively, mainly because of the guests. So they had some pretty good guests. Yeah. But also, it was interesting to watch, and not even just what Peyton said. And normally, Peyton's not that critical. But the look on his, like, he had a look of
disgust.
And then Eli, who's always understated, like, would do things like, yeah. Like, they were begging the Browns to run the ball. Why are we throwing? Run the ball. And then at one point he said with Baker, he's like, see, he does that. And it was almost like he was talking about his fundamentals are way off. He doesn't step and throw. He doesn't point his foot. He doesn't finish with his heart. Like, he was explaining how messed up Baker's mechanics are, and using it as he's just not throwing the ball the right way, and wasn't saying, you know, the shoulder could do that, could have an effect. No, he was just saying, yeah, he's wrong with all his movement, and he looked almost disgusted every time they threw the ball. He was like, why are we throwing the ball? This is a quarterback saying, why are we throwing the ball?
Because they're football savants.
Oh, yeah.
And they know the mechanics, right? And like, some guys just don't care, right? He's out there. He's a gunslinger. Man, that's the worst thing that you can ever say about somebody. That's an indictment saying that, hey, you reckless, right?
Fair point.
And if you're reckless, you better be one of the best to ever do it. And Brett Favre led the league, and he has the most interceptions out of anybody in the NFL history.
He took chances.
Right, but he was so much more talented than Baker Mayfield. So you're trying to be a gunslinger, and you're not even as talented as him. You better be a little bit more fundamentally sound like Drew Brees.
It's like LeBron averaging 5 turnovers a game, but he's still giving you 30, 15, and 9, right?
Other than J.R. Smith.
By the way, kudos to the guys back in Bristol. All right, Devin and Cam found Bart Scott, and this is from Get Up. So this is on TV, everybody. This isn't just like, you know, he just said it on some random radio show, or you might have just mentioned it somewhere where maybe someone would have missed it. This is on one of the most popular, most watched shows on the network, and this is before the season.
The Cleveland Browns don't make the playoffs. Yeah, clip this clip. I said it, 2 tears in a bucket.
Wow. Let me bring the rest of the crew in on that, because that is a hot take. I mean, that candidly, that is a scalding take for a Cleveland Browns.
Yes. Don't catch on fire, D-Wood. Don't stand too close.
Go ahead. Lewis seems fired up. What do you think?
The Browns making the playoffs now. The Browns making the playoffs. They're one of the wild card teams, if not the division winner. It's going to be between them and Baltimore in the North.
But Lewis, listen, Lamar Jackson got off the porta potty and beat them last year. How you lose to a man get off the porta potty? He still had wet wipes.
Can't wait, can't wait, can't wait.
Oh, man.
I know
Hit
what
the
I,
gong,
listen,
baby.
I know what I know. And I said that the Patriots wouldn't make the playoffs either. And if they hadn't had that stroke of great luck with playing Cleveland without Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, without playing, they basically beat the
Why
same.
Why can't you just say you were wrong about that instead of like, no, qualifying?
They beat the same Titans team that the Jets played without Derrick Henry. Mm-hmm. Right?
I understand.
So that was a part of it. Right? So listen.
I love it, man.
I know what I know.
888-729-3776.
First been hot takey.
I want to hear. You know what? Browns fans get all fired up when you get critical of their team. I want to hear if Browns fans got a problem with you now. Because they were all in your face. I told you, you pissed a lot of people off.
My mentions.
We were away for a couple of days, and you have made everybody mad.
I tried to fight Gary Owen, Joe Burrow fans, Bengals fans.
We're
going to
hear that today. We do have. I don't know if we could play all of it because so much of it is just beep, 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 beep.
But it was funny. I clap back.
But let's begin with the calls today on the Dr. Pepper call-in line with Chris. Chris, how we doing? Happy New Year.
Yo, guys. Just got to say, call from Oakland. Long-time ESPN listener, first-time caller. I freaking love your show. Best thing since Mike and Mike.
I can die today. Get me, Elizabeth.
Hang that banner. Chris, thank you, man. Happy New Year. Appreciate you. See, that's the kind of stuff we need. That's the energy
need. I cannot take positivity. I want the haters. I want to hear what the haters got to say. Yeah, I'm talking about you. You know who I'm talking about, what I'm talking about. You put it in black and white, and I'm here for the black and white. Yeah, come on. I got to clap back for you, too, sucker, like Booker T say. Can you dig it?
We definitely do have some – things to get to. Like I said, Bart, we got some family
good
issues
with my resume
to discuss.
Ooh, we got Uncle TB there, too.
Yes, we
so
do.
So Uncle TB was there when I was going through what I was going through, so he know exactly what I was doing and who I was doing it for. He the one. I gave money back so we can win. How is that selfish?
Mike Tannenbaum was going
to who gave back $10 million?
Later on in the show, you see what
I did. Me. That's who.
That's who. Who do I trust?
I didn't even flinch. We won't nominate us.
You guys see what I did there? I got them all fired up for you. We are ready to go, and we are ready for you. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So coming up.
But first.
Joe Judge went on a long rant Sunday after an embarrassing loss to the Bears. This thing went 11 minutes long.
Meh.
And it just was on and on. And
was it Sugar Hill Gang song? Did he beat the Sugar Hill Gang? Is it longer than Sugar Hill Gang?
It just kept going. Yeah, it had extra verses. He had guests coming in. It was all, like, it was something else. And you know what? Within it, he had a lot to say, but it's the whole thing that kind of suggests to you what is really unraveling inside the second-year coach, and it's something that if you're with the Giants organization, you cannot ignore. We'll discuss that. We got your calls. Lots to get to today. But first, Bart's going to tell you about SelectQuote.
SelectQuote? I don't know no SelectQuote, but I guess I do. Now is the time to reset the clock. So if you don't yet have life insurance, listen up, because just a couple of minutes out of your day can make a big difference for you and the ones you love. You don't want to just any company for your life insurance. You need a pro. You need SelectQuote. For over 35 years, SelectQuote has helped people save 50% or more by shopping high-rated insurance carriers. Check this out. SelectQuote found 40-year-old, man, that's me. I'm 40-year-old club. What about you, Alan? You're still there. Mm-hmm. With high blood pressure, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for $19 a month. That's right, $19 a month. Seriously, that's nothing to be able to protect your family. Plus, quotes and a selective quote are free and take only minutes. Do me a favor. Take a couple minutes to get a quote. Call 1-800-960-3030. That's 1-800-960-3030, 800-960-3030, or go to selectquote.com. That's selectquote.com. Full details on sample policy and carrier rates at selectquote.com/commercials. Price could vary by health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states. Call them now. Protect your family.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Han.
Already starting problems today, Bart Scott. Already starting problems today.
Hey, man, we got to make up for lost time. We gave the people 2 weeks nothing.
You got people mad.
I'm refreshed up and jacked over Mountain Dew, baby.
I do want to read you a tweet, though, that I really feel. First of all, shout out to Slim Elk, who said, great to have you two champs back together. Happy New Year to both of you. And there's a picture of Peaches and Herb, you know, the Reunited song.
Reunited.
And I'm just like, which one of us is Peaches? And then I realized I probably shouldn't ask that question.
I'll be Peaches.
That's probably something that I probably would rather not have that answer. Chill Will, and you played in it, you would know. The AFC North is like the Bronx of the NFL.
Yeah, man.
Kind of like that, too.
Everybody out there like the Brooklyn Brawler, man. Like, you can get shanked and you can get robbed at any one of these locations.
Like, the AFC North is the Bronx. Because when you're in the Bronx, for those who've never been to New York City, if you're in the Bronx, you walk with your eyes down.
Yep.
You just get to your business. You don't need to be worried about what's going on in that. Like, don't ever turn your head and look in a window. Nope, none of your business. Because it'll be a problem quick.
I'm like Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor. I see no evil, I hear no evil.
888-729-3776. We'll get to the calls in a moment, but we want you to try the $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless. That's right. With nationwide 5G on America's best network, Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. See terms and conditions on straighttalk.com. 5G cable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. All right, let's grab some calls. Let's go to John. Hey, what's going on, John?
Hey guys, how you doing today?
Good. Good.
Hey, I'm a longtime listener, second time caller, and I know I have very limited time, so I'm going to be very brief.
Right.
You may have remembered I called about Odell when we needed to get rid of him. Thank God we did, because he punched some guy in the butt last week. I'm sure you all saw that. But anyway,
you didn't see it. He was trying to hit the ball. But I'll tell you what, that was very close to what that. Remember Pulp Fiction?
Yeah,
I'm pretty far.
Exactly.
Okay, like that. That came pretty close.
Pretty to damn far.
Like
from
where his teammate would come up to him and go, "You okay? Yeah. I'm pretty far from okay."
Calls him the guy.
That's right.
Don't get me.
I digress. But thank you for getting that reference. But anyway, so I said this several weeks back. When Baker threw several interceptions in one game, I said it's time to sit him. If it's an injury, that's fine. Like, but get him out there for the season. It's making the team look bad. And I think it's time to move on for Baker. And in Cleveland, I'm done with draft picks. I think we need to look at someone realistic. And I don't know how it's going to happen, but somebody like Russell Wilson or even Kirk Cousins, or I don't really care. But the other thing that I don't know if anybody's been talking about that I think needs reference is Kevin Stefanski not making good decisions. If and I know it's like a far cry, but like Nick Saban noticed that things weren't going right in the national championship, swapped his quarterback. And I'm not saying that's the same scenario as us playing the Steelers at the end of the season, but some of that falls on the coach. But in short, Baker's not our guy, and I need Kevin to get his head on straight. So but hopefully that's helpful.
No. On point with pretty much everything you said. And you were a guy that said they should get rid of Odell, and they do move on. How's Odell living right now?
Odell's playing well, though. Odell's he won that game last week, 4-for-5.
Hell yeah.
They don't win that game and beat the Ravens.
Hey, he saved Stafford's ass in that game, man.
And the two-point conversion.
We also got some tweets about Stefanski as well. So there's you know, again, there's some question marks certainly about him. Well, but
former coach of the year last year. So, I mean, it's nothing you can say about him. But, you know, if somebody's hurting the team, I don't care who it is, you got to say, okay, protect Baker from himself then. I mean, because you can't tell me that Case Keenum doesn't win them two more games because it forces them to run the ball and play that the way that this team plays best. And they win two more games or maybe three more games, and they're in the playoffs.
I couldn't believe, Peyton, how just really he couldn't hide his disgust or his disdain for the way they were calling the game offensively.
Yep.
And what Baker looked like.
Like, why are you not?
Like, there was one time where there was one setup, and I know I'm wasting a little time here, but it was just so compelling where they were like, got to run the ball, keep running the ball. And then it was he's lined up in shotgun, and next to him was the tight end. And so Eli right away was just like, you're not fooling anybody there.
Yep.
We know what you're doing now.
Yep.
You got the tight end. We know he ain't running the
Max
ball.
Max protection.
Like, they were just like, what are we doing? Like, those guys were.
Yeah.
Imagine that. So imagine if you're a linebacker on the other side, just look at this going, all right, well, we know this is a pass.
Hey, well, you almost sent T.J. Watt to the Hall of Fame yesterday. First of all, you don't get a dude no help, and you throwing the ball. How about just run the ball?
Yeah, can we just
– Can you just run the ball? Do I have to let my quarterback get sacked nine times?
Can we just chip him a little bit?
Nine times.
Yeah, that certainly was rough.
Baker should be filing charges this morning. Salt and battery.
But as I mentioned, as we were heading into this segment, we'll get more to your calls. We will. We'll get back to them, we promise. We do want to talk to you a lot today. But I do want to get to this because you mentioned Stefanski and questions about him. Joe Judge for the Giants. Now, Giants are bad, but they're also an important franchise. And they've been bad for too long of a time now. And Joe Judge, from some reports, has already been given like a vote of confidence. Mm-hmm. With that in mind, if Bart, if you're a head coach and you're given a vote of confidence, generally you're like, all right, I'm good. I don't really need to say anything. I just got to keep working, keep my head down, work, get this thing in the right direction, focus on that. And so when Joe Judge went on this 11, I mean, it's you'd have to hear it to believe it.
Yep.
Exactly.
We should play him side by side. He was
Yeah, this was Stairway to Heaven. For those who might not know Sugar Hill Gang, I'll give you that one. This was like Stairway to Heaven. This was Hotel California. It just went on and on and on. And so I just wanted you to hear a little bit of it because it's – what you learn from this is that Joe had a lot of things on his mind, and these are things that he probably was dying to say. And these are, to me, the musings of somebody who's really starting to crack when it comes to the frustration of a job that might be too much.
Well, this ain't a team that's having fistfights on the sidelines. This ain't some clown show organization or something else, okay? You talk about the foundation built. You talk about the toughest thing to change in a team. The toughest thing to change in a club is the way people think. You understand that? That's the toughest thing. You can get new players. You can get out in your damn locker room all you want. You got to change how people think. And they got to trust the process. And that's a lot easier said than done when they're looking up right now and you got one game left and the most games you're going to win is five this season. Okay? But I guarantee you this. Those men are going to walk in on Wednesday and be ready to roll. We're going to practice hard on Wednesday. We're going to practice hard on Thursday. We're going to practice hard on Friday. Okay? And we're going to play for each other on the field next week. If we don't play well, every fan has a right to boo my ass out of stadium. You got that? That don't bother me. I don't want it. I don't think anyone wants to get booed. Okay? But the reality is, that's all right.
Wow. Yeah. And you missed the other part. I know you heard that part about we're not punching each other on the sideline, which, of course,
Washington football team. Yes. So not only like that team is in a better.
He also saw Jalen Ramsey also smacked one of his teammates Sunday.
I've seen teams.
But the clown show thing is a couple of things. There's been a meme going around from his press conference day that people have now, of course, photoshopped to where the four men, the two owners and Gettleman and him, are all clowns.
Yeah, so I've been there.
It's just hearing him do this. It's like Joe, you're letting us all know how aware you are of the criticism.
He's losing control,
and it's not losing control. It's almost losing yourself.
Yeah,
like you keep making these guarantees and promises. Guys are calling me saying they want to come play. They want to play here. They took more money somewhere else.
He said 12 people. Like, please show the receipts. And I want to take a poll of how many people on your team calling other people like, I need to get the hell out of here.
Yeah, why say it? So we'll discuss, like I said, we'll discuss more of this. Like when you hear this, like, I don't think he's a bad guy, but he never had coaching experience. And coaching in New York is a different thing, and it's a lot. And he just sounds like somebody that is just, you know, like if he wasn't a smoker, he might be now.
He's overwhelmed.
Yeah, that's what it sounds. He does. He sounds like he's completely overwhelmed and frustrated that it just isn't going the way he wanted it to go. All right, we got to leave it right there though, Barbara. We got more to do on this.
I thought we weren't doing commercials because this year we want to let everybody talk. Come on in, everybody. Keep calling.
888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776.
I'm going Instagram Live. Come on, I'm talking.
I will do that during a break. Yes, ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, they're making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. And now, before we go on Instagram Live and finish with these thoughts, Bart has this.
What?
From Vivid Seats.
They get their money worth today. Yeah. Let me take a drink. My throat is a little parched. With the safe return of live events, you can actually be there and catch all the action in person with Vivid Seats. That's right, every alley-oop slam, every one-timer, every sideline grab can be experienced live. And with Vivid Seats Rewards, you can earn rewards like free tickets. And all you have to do is collect stamps, redeem, and repeat. It's that easy. From upper level to courtside, Vivid Seats has you covered for all the events that matter to you. So grab your tickets today and cheer on your favorite team from the stands. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. That's Vivid Seats. Life happens live. Back after this.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Bart and Han.
On ESPN Plus, ESPN Radio. All right, Bart Scott. So, normally the NFL season would have ended, but we got one more week.
No, bonus.
And with that in mind, and Aaron Rodgers has kind of suggested that he will play, even though he doesn't have to.
Yeah.
Week 18.
You have to.
They're playing right?
Lions? Yeah, I mean,
barbecue chicken.
What are you going to do, get scratched?
Yeah, well. Like. And they do bite kneecaps, man. They do play hard.
They play hard.
But he was even suggesting, like, he keeps saying that, you know, he knows he could sit out if he wanted to, but he kind of wants to play. Even last night on the Manning cast, when they were saying to him about sitting out. He even asked Peyton, how did you feel about sitting out? And then when Peyton said, you know, you enjoy the day off, and he goes, we'll see. Like, it sounds like he's going to play or wants to play.
He should play.
And with that in mind, you have him and then Tom Brady.
He should play.
And those are two guys that are pretty much, at this point, as much as we want to make a case for Jonathan Taylor, I just don't think you can at this anymore.
It's Rodgers.
You know, Cooper Kupp has had a great year as well. But that it's Rodgers or Brady.
It's Rodgers.
You think it's Rodgers?
It's Rodgers.
Now, what makes you say Aaron Rodgers over Tom Brady? Because the numbers tell you it should be Tom Brady.
Well, it depends on what you value. If you value not turning the football over, if you value going into Kansas City and beating Kansas City with nobody, you know, then you go with Aaron Rodgers, right? Tom Brady has two of everything. Aaron Rodgers has a lesser roster. He has a good roster. Tom Brady has a great roster, right? Mm. And, you know, what Aaron Rodgers
has been able to do. It's dwindling with all the injuries.
Yeah, but what Aaron Rodgers has been able to do, and, you know, with all the controversy and the fact, the tiebreaker to me is the fact that they have the best record and they're going to have the bye.
Right.
That's the determining factor.
You think you're still the winner. Now, again, Caesars has it as Aaron Rodgers minus 400 as the favorite.
This whole Joe
Tom
Burrow
Brady
thing
plus
is funny.
550.
This whole Joe Burrow thing is like, come on, what are we doing?
Yeah, I mean.
Like, Justin Herbert has better stats than Joe Burrow.
I'd rather put.
And he beat him head to head.
I'd rather put a G on the Bengals reaching the Super Bowl than Joe Burrow winning an MVP. I think that could happen because the AFC is so wide open. Numbers, though, are interesting. So, for Rodgers, he's had now, not including, of course, his injury season, which is in 2017. Mm-hmm. It's 1, 2, 3, 4. This could be, with 23 yards, 5 straight seasons, 4,000 yards. That's pretty good. And this year, he's at, right, like I said, 23 shy of 4,000, 35 touchdowns, which last year he had 48. And he's only got 4 interceptions, and it's amazing to think that over the last 4 years, he has not thrown more than 5 interceptions in an entire season.
It's amazing. And Tom Brady threw one to somebody we ain't even heard of from the Jets. No, I'm just playing. I know Echo. But, you know, and also.
But here's the thing about Tom, and this is why, again, you, I don't think it's such a given for
70,
Aaron Rodgers.
He's 70 years old?
Well, no, he's 10 yards away from 5,000 passing.
Yeah.
He's already got 40 touchdowns. It's 2 years in a row now at 40 touchdowns.
Okay.
I mean, those are pretty big numbers. Yes, 12 interceptions.
So
yes.
So what's Aaron Rodgers' numbers? How close is Aaron Rodgers?
He's just shy of 4,000, 23 yards of 4,000. Brady's about to get 5,000. One more game played.
And who throws in the cold weather?
Oh, we're going to do that?
And also, who missed the game because they lied about their vaccination status?
Well, that was – not well, no, you mean, Rodgers missing?
Yeah,
the game?
So those stats would be even more impressive. Yeah.
Is it because it's not? He'll
throw for 400 today.
It's
against
almost
the Lions.
1,000 yards different. It's not like you got 1,000 yards one game difference.
400 against the Lions, barbecue chicken, whoever game he missed, that's 4. That's 800 yards. That's almost 1,000. So right, what are we talking? Net 20?
Who would you vote for MVP at Barton Hahn on Twitter? Back in 10 seconds.
I'm ready for some smoke, man.
It's getting real.
I want mean tweets.
Oh, they're coming. Like, people are already asking, when are we going to talk about the problem? We got family business to discuss. And I told everybody, listen, we'll get there. Keep listening. We're going to get there.
We still got Uncle TB?
Yes. That's coming up in 12 minutes. Mike Tannenbaum is going to join us here. Because there's something that he said, by the way, this morning on the morning shows, both Get Up and I think KJM as well. That about Antonio Brown, mm-hmm. Like, you won't believe it. Mm. You will not, like, what he said, even, like, in the middle of a workout, I was just like, what? Like, what did he say?
Did Jay Will get him tickets to the next game yesterday?
Somebody got him tickets.
front seat,
dude,
baby.
What do you think of that, man?
Business
what
is booming.
What do you think of that, though?
You see they ain't cut him. You see they couldn't cut him, though.
Well, no, there's a technicality.
Yeah, of course. I know.
Yeah, they know
I
what
know.
That's about.
Uh-huh.
Conduct detrimental. I don't want to have to pay you anything.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to do anything.
Ow, my ankle hurts. You can't prove it. Ow, I told you my ankle hurt. I came in on injury report.
Video shows you doing jumping jacks in the end zone.
Yeah,
looks like the ankle's fine.
Yeah, jumping jacks doesn't mean I'm cutting and leaning against my G-force if I'm coming off at full speed.
Hey, phrasing.
Ow, Charlie Babbitt's my brother.
Phrasing.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's get more. Let's go to Joel. Hey, Joel, what's happening, man?
Hey, Alan, you remember who I am, right? I'm the only other Caucasian in the world that can dunk a basketball at 14, and then we spent the day in Atlantic City together.
I like it.
Good to
John
hear
Barry?
From you, brother.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Yeah. You remember what Rick did to me at the
table?
Yeah,
tore you up.
Bart, I got to tell you this, the truth, and I want you to take this home with you, because I know people say it to you all the time. Us guys that played sports, and I'm telling you, Alan will agree to this, the way you approach your sport and your craft is like no other, brother. The way you approach your job every day, I'm telling you, I'm a huge fan just because of the way you approached your job, how you were strictly business, you're a locker room guy, you're a team guy. Even on the radio with Alan, all those qualities still come into play. I want to put that out there to you, brother. I think you are awesome at what you do. Everything you touch is being done with heart, or authentic as can be. Now, I say all that to say this. I called about Joe Judge. I live right by the Meadowlands, like really close, guys, like a mile away. I used to be able to hear the noise. I could still hear the noise. He's just buying time. He's just trying to convince the old man for another try. And it's just really getting old. We don't even go to the games anymore. The parking lots aren't full. Nobody wants to participate.
You really feel it's just like a lot of noise, Joe. And you know what, Joe? And we appreciate you should see the smile on Bart's face for all the nice things you said.
Yeah, I mean it, Alan. You know,
I know you do. Yeah, you always keep it real. You always keep it real. Thank you, Joe.
That because the article that says the opposite.
We'll get there. But just again, Joe Judge is not a bad guy, and in fact, as a head coach somewhere else, it might have worked. But it just feels like here, it's overwhelming.
See, this is the thing.
And there's a lot of fires put out, a lot of things to deal with. And you could just see that he's paying attention to all the criticism and all the things being said about his team. And that is the last thing you should be focused on, especially if you've gotten a vote of confidence. Yeah. Like, it should be like, no, I'm good. Like I said, I've got Teflon on now. It's not going to stick to me.
Robert Saleh on the other side of town was facing the same type of scrutiny, and he's been able to just weather the storm. Because he stays consistent. See, Joe Judge is getting out of pocket. You can't.
Very emotional.
You can't try and explain everything to everybody because nobody wants to hear your explanation.
That's so true.
You get all out like it's like the stages of acceptance, right? Like your team sucks and you're a bad coach right now. You don't have to stay a bad coach, but you can't say, well, you try to. He almost hit us with the who's the Mets guy to say, well, how baseball is done. Like he tried to hit us with the Mickey Callaway, man.
Yeah.
Like he tried to hit us with to change this and change, but. You still haven't convinced us that you're the guy that can change the culture and the way the guys see things inside.
And once you yell
and scream, you can't yell and scream the next week because like, I already heard that. So now I'm going to turn it off.
He just did it. Like, that's what I mean. He literally just did it. So let's see. We run out of time. We got more calls to get to. We promise we will. Because a lot of people want to sound off on this, but if I grab a call now, it'll take us right up.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, right we don't want to. We don't want to cheat the call. We don't want to give you 10 seconds, and we're not able to really comment on it.
But
so
we did put
just hold on there
on the Bart and Hahn Twitter feed. By the way, there is a poll up right now. Who's the best quarterback of the 2004 NFL draft?
Ben Roethlisberger.
Big Ben. You got Eli.
It's not even close.
Rivers. And they all were available to their team.
Can I explain why? Only two of them won.
You got 10 seconds to explain.
Because it's all the things that Ben – like, you can love Eli in the Super Bowl, and he beat the unbeatable team. But one thing about Ben Roethlisberger, when they weren't going to Super Bowls, they still were in contention and going to games. You can't say that about the Giants.
Yeah, that's true. All right, we'll see what Mike T has to say about that and more next.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.